Awful lot happened in that game, Mike. Mike, what do you first take away from the way that you guys lost the lead, battled back, all that?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot to unpack. I'm sure we will here directly, but big picture, you know, almost an actual hard-fought baseball game, but definitely a hard-fought baseball game on our part. Both sides competing very well, and nobody was given a quarter. And so, you know, guys got after it, got ourselves in position, you know, there, especially in the eighth, to tie it or take the lead, and couldn't quite do it, but the fight was there, which is consistent with our club, and did everything we could do, you know, to give ourselves the best chance, but, you know, didn't come out at the end.
You know, you were involved in a pretty heated rivalry before, but this one, what do you make of just the way that every game seems to have a little something?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. You know, look, the best part about a rivalry is, you know, people are going to bring their best shot. And the good news is both teams are just bringing it every night. And so we love it. We can't do it, but I wish we'd play every night. You know, it's just a hard-fought contest.
Last night, it was the five-run fourth inning. Tonight was a five-run, I think it was how uncharacteristic is it to see your team give up those big innings?
It's uncharacteristic, especially when there's no, you know, we gave up one the other night. Similar tonight, you know, it's uncommon when there's not a walk or a hit-by-pitch or an error or any of those things. So, you know, they earned it. And, you know, Vasquez did a nice job for five, you know, navigated the lineup very well. You know, we're sitting there and looking at, you know, trying to maybe squeeze another inning, but, you know, Páez has gotten him twice. And you know, I got to stop there and give Páez some credit, man. He did a nice ball game, swung the bat well, so hats off to him. But knowing that inning starting and he's looming in the four hole and we got – a rested guy in Estrada that's pitched one time in five games, and you know, is one of the best relievers in baseball, and it's time to go turn it over to a rested bullpen, and you know, they put at bats on him.
What did you make of the way the third inning was handled and the warnings being issued after the two at bat
pitches? I thought it was appropriate, you know, err on the side of caution.
Did you see any intent behind either of those hit by pitches, or is that just part of it?
Things happen in baseball, you know. I mean, you know, guys are trying to pitch in. Guys are looking to make quality pitches. You know, Trevino got Toddy to open the game when he was the opener in the game at our place. And, you know, he got him again today. And, you know, I didn't feel real good. And, you know, just trying to make quality pitches and, you know, fight for the inner half part of the plate. And ball got away from Vasquez. So I understand that they have to do it at that point. And, you know, there wasn't any complaint from my side.
How is Iglesias doing, and what did you make of that after warnings were issued for him to be hit? I know it was a sinker kind of in, but A, how is he doing, and B, what did you make
of that? Yeah, A, thankfully, he's, the x-rays are negative, so he's going to be sore, obviously, but there's no fracture on the initial x-ray, so clearly that's a real favorable, positive thing. It doesn't taste great, you know, it doesn't look great, but I personally, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we want to separate you know, competition from intent. And in that particular moment, you know, I just thought a ball got away from him based on his initial reaction and just based on, you know, his ball movement. And, yeah, it's unfortunate. And, you know, our guys weren't thrilled with it. I'm not thrilled with it. But I also understood I wasn't going to go out and make a, you know, a case that quite frankly didn't think that was needed to be made. But, you know, it didn't taste great, that's for sure.
So there's no real point of warnings being issued then?
You know, it's a good question. That's one of the things when the dust settled a little bit that I walked out and talked to Marvin and Ryan about. You know, this is a good crew, veteran crew, that I respect all the crews, but it's a really good crew. And I just wanted to talk to him. I said, hey, is there going to be some discretion here on both sides? You know, and that's when I said to Ryan, I said, Ryan, what do you got? He said, I didn't have it with any intent. Feel good about it? He goes, yep, feel good about it. I said, doesn't taste great on our side. He goes, I don't blame you. He said, but I didn't see it. And the game didn't dictate any chance there. Now, if, you know, that's when you warn, you know, you give the warnings. That's when, you know, discretion is coming into play. And like I said, they made a decision. But I don't think it's absolute to say, you know, if you're going to give a warning, you know, four innings later, if there's some intent, obviously somebody's got to go. But, you know, that's their call. And, you know, didn't feel good on our side, but candidly understood it. You know, we were on the other side of it last year. I thought it was definitely intent, and I got thrown out on the other side. So, you know, who knows in this game some days.
Mike, you guys have obviously two more games here. Based on your sense of just the emotions of this series so far, what's your concern level that this stuff could keep happening these next two nights?
It's not very high, actually. I mean, we're going to play the game. We're going to play the game hard. We're going to play the game to win, you know. And, you know, it's a man's game that we like to play with childlike enthusiasm. But, you know, the thing that I can only control is how we compete. And, you know, our track record with me being in this seat and my track record being in this seat over a number of years now, this is not a club that you know, we're not going to take anything. We're not going to start anything. We're not going to be pushed around. You know, we're going to go play the game clean and go play it on that baseball field. So, you know, we also have a lot of professionals on both sides of the ball, you know, that you know, and I can't speak for the respect level for us. I would guess it's pretty high, you know, but I have a lot of respect. I talked to Freddie at first base, you know, real quickly, and, you know, and you know, there's a lot of professionals on both sides of the ball that understand how this game's played and really just want to play the game, you know, and compete fiercely and, you know, see who comes out on top.
They've got a lot of star power in their lineup that can make opposing managers squirm a little bit. And now you have a guy like Páez, who, a young guy that not everybody knows much about. Where does he fit in that equation, in that lineup?
He told us he's fitting in pretty good. You know, he's had a nice season. He's, you know, he got the ball the other way. You know, staying on the ball, he's got some clear pop in his bat. We'll tell you he's definitely competing. So he's a good player. You know, one of the things that they have is they have length in their lineup. You know, they definitely, like we do, have a lot of star power. You know, and there's no shortage of supply of, you know, perennial all-stars and future Hall of Famers getting paraded out on that baseball field every night when we play this group. They have a really deep lineup, which is able to turn it over for their, you know, their guys with more of the you know, posters that, you know, their names are on. But, yeah, Páez lengthens it out. They got Conforto, Kiki down there that can interchange. And, you know, Tommy's a threat. You know, we've had Tommy before leading off. So him hitting ninth is probably a pretty good lineup.
So you're well, I mean, he was on your radar. I mean, you know about Páez and what he can do.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, we respect all of them. We know he's a good player and clearly, you know, but they've got good players. They got a good team. And, you know, it's really about execution. And but even in, you know, we talked about talking to Ruben walking in about, you know, the Monty at bat to Estrada. Tip your hat to Max, but gosh darn, he made a good pitch. You know, guys make good pitches and they get base hits. I mean, that's, you know, that's part of it. We do the same thing on our side.
But you addressed who Randy was going to face and how your thought process there. He also, success rate against him the third time through has gone up. Obviously, is he at all earning his way or getting close to where you will start?
No question. He earned it tonight. I mean, he earned the top half of the order tonight. You know, he got through tonight. Like I said, he's at a pitch count where he goes back out and runs into traffic. Now we're going to have to make a move at a certain area. Why not just start a clean inning with one of the best right-handed relievers or relievers, period? But yeah, to answer your question, Ace, he earned it tonight. He got the top half, and we go from there. That's how this game works.